Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you, Dave. Woo! Here we are, November the 20th, right? Happy birthday, Vice President Joe Biden. He turned 70 today. The happy warrior, warriors on. This is going to be a cool show. Now, scheduled for the show for this hour is Chuck Loeb. Of course, Chuck was with us some months ago. Then he was supposed to return to talk about Esprit de Four, the new album by Fourplay. And then Superstorm Sandy happened. Chuck, being a native of New York, had to handle some business. Traveling back and forth with Fourplay couldn't make that work. So we're hoping for today, so keep your fingers crossed. Then at 3 o'clock, it will be the legendary Philadelphia-based Odin Pope. Of course, I say Philadelphia-based with some pride. You know that. A Philly girl myself, it's always nice to see any kind of association, having grown up in that city, with an artist that's coming on board that knows those same places and has played in places that we have known and loved, maybe not there anymore in town, but good memories nonetheless. Odin Pope. Woo! It's going to be a trip. So let us do this, shall we? Let us play something from Fourplay and Esprit de Four. This song is doing very well. Chuck Loeb on guitar and the rest of the guys, Harvey, Nathan, and Bob. This is Sunny Moon on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Welcome. Thank you. should delight to know that that song is doing well. That is what you call meat and potatoes contemporary jazz, ladies and gentlemen. From the supergroup that I like to call a brotherhood now, because they deserve that title. They're more than bandmates. They're more than friends. They are fused into one spirit, each with individual talents. And the gentleman that I'm about to introduce has one extraordinary talent. Matter of fact, I was just going through some research in the past few days to see all of the amazing forays into production he has done. You just do not know about this man's production abilities. Just staggering. Consummate guitarist, producer, arranger, composer. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Loeb. Ah, the crowd goes wild. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, wow, what an introduction. Thank you so much.
Listen, are you a tired camper at this point? This has been some year for you, right?
I would say I'm a little, yeah, I'm looking forward to the holidays. You could say that, a little tired, but, you know, I'm living the dream, so I'm having a good time.
You really are, more than a lot of people I know, Chuck, because you've got the best of a couple of different worlds here, and honestly, Harvey Mason was with me not that long ago, and really, he said about you that since you have come aboard for play, the band really does feel like a brotherhood. So there.
I know. There's such a high feeling in the band right now, of unity and, you know, common purpose and really just respect and love for each other. And it's a very special feeling. And, you know, it's been almost 3 years. In January, it'll be 3 years since,
man,
I got that Facebook phone call. And it's really gotten just better and better with each passing week.
It's funny. And I feel this way even more so. When I first got a hold of Esprit de Fort, thank you so much, Muse. Thank you, Muse. She's in the chat room with us.
Great.
Yeah, we've got a nice little group of folks here today with us. What struck me about Esprit de Fort was that, and this is going back now, when it first came out, I didn't even think of the holiday season, but when I heard each track unfold, and your tracks are absolutely breathtaking, I thought to myself, you are so welcome. God, I'm so grateful for you. It just felt like this is the project that is the threshold for the holiday season. I felt Thanksgiving. I felt Christmas. Isn't that wild?
I think I know what you mean. Yeah, I mean, especially the obvious clue being December Dream, which is kind of interesting because when we first were discussing the new project, we had just done a big orchestral concert in Tokyo, which is actually going to come out on a DVD. It's already on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
It was over in Japan. And it was around Christmas time when we did it. And we were talking about right after that, how maybe the next CD could have a little bit of a theme. And we thought about the fact there's four of us and there's four seasons, and we were going to maybe compose some music for each of the seasons. Each one of us pick a season. And that song actually came out of that conversation. And although that didn't end up being the basis of this project, that song did come from my thinking about winter and a beautiful snowy day and the feeling that people have around the holidays. So there's some kind of tie in there, and so it makes a little bit of sense.
And it's funny. I certainly didn't know that you were feeling that way, and that that was the impetus for the song. But when I heard December Dream, I was in some place in my mind. I was in a home where I felt protected. There was a fireplace going. And I was going to go to sleep, and it was going to be cool because the next day Santa Claus would have arrived.
Well, did it work?
It did. It did. Who would ever think that you would have that kind of telepathy that, you know, people would get that? But isn't that the absolute reverence and wonder and miracle of music? Oh, my God, you could tell stories about that over and over, couldn't you?
definitely. Yeah, it's a very sorry. I was distracted for a moment.
That's okay.
Over here at home, but yeah, I mean it's you know the whole. It's been an amazing ride in the sense that, you know, you have I have the opportunity to be able to compose music, bring it into the, you know, three best musicians that I know, and have them interpret it and bring those feelings to light. And then when you get the feedback from people like yourself and from listeners, it's just amazing. It's such a 360-degree experience for me.
Did you always, I know that I may have asked you this question before, but I'm always so fascinated, and it just bears repeating if it did get mentioned to you. Did you always feel as though you were definitely going to do this from a young age? Did you ever consider anything else but being a musician and making sure people heard you?
No, actually. That was one of the things that I considered one of the greatest blessings of my life, is that when I was quite young, I was only, I mean, maybe before I, you know, began playing when I was around 10 or 11. So maybe before that, I wanted to be a fireman or,
right.
You know, a cowboy or something. But once, you know, I was of an age where I could actually imagine what I'd do with my life, I already knew at that point that it would be music, that that's what I wanted to do. And it was a real blessing. It's an incredible thing to know that, because you can focus your energies. If you've got the support, I was lucky to have the support of my parents. And my family behind me, and then you just work as hard as you can to make it a reality. And so the answer is no, I never really thought about doing anything else, and second, it's just like one of the best decisions I've made.
Oh, absolutely. Anybody listening is agreeing with that. And that, gosh, the tutelage you got through the years is just amazing. I was going back over notes, and of course I knew about this already because I've known about your background for a while. But just the names Chico Hamilton and Ray Barreto and Hubert Laws and Stan Getz, you really did assimilate so much. You had your own particular. I don't know why I'm getting a 90 seconds directive in my head right now. I'm a little bit concerned about that, so bear with me, Chuck.
okay, go ahead.
Blog Talk Radio has never done that before, so if we get cut off for some reason, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you back and see if because usually they go through glitches like this every once in a while, and I'm not sure what the story is this time. But I will find out. So I've got your number, and I'll call you back in case we are eliminated.
No worries whatsoever. I'm here. So.
Oh, okay, no. That's great. And if I could, if we get this all together, since it's like 15 minutes past the hour now, I'd only keep you for another 20 minutes or so and play some music.
Sure, no problem at all. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. All right, let's see what they're going to do now. This has never happened before today.
Oh, God.
I know.
It must have something to do with the hurricane that we just went through in New York, because we were without power for maybe it's still repercussions from Sandy.
You know what? Nothing would surprise me, and I wanted to ask you about that. And as a matter of fact, now it's in my ear that it's 10 seconds. I've got your number.
Okay.
Bear with me.
Okay.
And I'll find out what the story is.
Woo! I'm good. You just let me know.
Okay, thank you very much. And to the rest of the audience, let me see what the story is, and I'll get back to you momentarily. Hold on. Chuck, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
I'm so glad. You know what? I think that was just an absolute glitch in the system, and we're just going to proceed as if all is well, because I didn't hear anything about a goodbye in my ear. Honest to goodness,
okay.
that was just so wild. Let me ask you about Superstorm, Sandy, and again, I apologize to you. I was really worried about you being a New York person who loves your state so much, what transpired? Were you affected at all?
Oh yeah, yeah, quite a bit actually.
Really?
Because I was scheduled to come. I was on the road at the time, and I was scheduled to come back to New York. Actually, my flight was on that day, and I got an email from Delta Airlines saying no. Your flight has been canceled and called and rescheduled. They rescheduled for a couple of days later. Now I'm getting a little bit nervous because I have to fly from New York out to California. But then the other flight comes in, and they just can't open up flights because maybe they could fly you into JFK, but they couldn't fly. You couldn't get home because all the roads were messed up. So they canceled that flight. And as a result, I just ended up flying from where I was in Europe all the way to California to my next gig. So I didn't even get home. And
my daughter was
here in New York. We, in our house, had no power or heat for 10 days. And finally, when I finished my run out in California, Texas, and Las Vegas, I came home, but still no power. And believe it or not, it came on 24 hours before I had to hit the road again. So I basically got into my house for 24 hours, was able to do my laundry and get one good night's sleep at home, and then see you later, I was out on the road again. So we definitely felt the impact of it. Now, nothing compared to what, you know, many other people where they lost their homes and their furniture and, you know, none of that kind of devastation, because thank God our house was intact. Just one piece of fence went down. That was the only problem we had.
Wow.
And you know how much other people in this area have suffered and continue to suffer, by the way. So, you know, it was a little bit of a nuisance for us where it was tragic for others.
Oh, I thought about Harvey Mason, too, because Harvey's roots are in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and my roots are in Ocean City, New Jersey, right down the road. So, our friends and family had quite a bit of damage, and my God, Seaside Heights – and just parts of the coastline gone.
It's mind-boggling. It's absolutely mind-boggling.
And nobody, you know, we could talk about this, but nobody expected that kind of wrath, and nobody knew what to call Sandy. It was actually called a hybrid for a while because it was more than a hurricane. It was a thunderstorm. It was partly a tornado. It was crazy.
I think the best term I heard was Frankenstorm.
Oh, yeah, right.
because they had it, you know, combined with a nor'easter and the hurricane. It was crazy.
I know, it was. Well, I'm glad that you're in one piece. I was really thinking about you, and, you know, I know that you've got some major plans. I saw the 4Play website. I was blown away because a lot of acts do not have dates lined up as strongly as you do. I see that there are at least 15 dates coming up in 2013 for the group, right?
Yes, that's right. We just finished our last show for 2012 on Saturday in Nigeria, in Lagos, Nigeria, which is quite an experience for us to get down there. You know, that's one of the blessings of being in a band like this. You get to go to places and meet people in some really interesting and diverse spots. And, you know, as a band, we don't kick back in until February, in the end of February. So we're off for a couple of months. But I am actually leaving for Tokyo, Japan tomorrow, where I'm going to be playing for four nights with another unit, which is going to be sort of that will be the end of the live stuff for me for 2012.
Oh, my gosh. Well, tell us, you can tell us the particulars about this. Very excited to hear about that. What kind of unit is this?
Well, this is I'm playing with a dear friend of mine who's been a musical colleague and a family friend for many years. His name is Will Lee. He's the bass player on the David Letterman Show. And Will is
one of
the people, you could put him in the category of Nathan East. You know, he's just recorded and played with just about every major artist in the world. And he is doing his very first engagement as a solo artist, and asked me and Steve Gadd is playing drums, and two young musicians, Giulio Carmazzi and Ollie Rockberger, and we're going to go over to Tokyo and do four nights there with him. So it's a really exciting project, and you know, I love visiting Tokyo. It's one of my favorite places to go. So it's gonna be thrilling. And he's got a new CD that I worked on too. So that's gonna come out in 2013.
That is wonderful, Chuck. I'm so glad for you, and so glad that things have pulled together this way. Because as I said at the beginning here, you really do have the best of all worlds, and I'm just tickled. And one of these.
No doubt.
Oh, you are, and just the years that you have put into this is just so staggering, and I'm always thrilled when the work and the creativity have come together in such a way that you can do at this point really whatever you wish to do, and that's
well,
the biggest.
Yeah, you know, it's, you got to pinch yourself sometimes. Like I said, it's a musical dream, and get to, you know, what's great about it, all the folks that I'm working with, they're all just great friends too. They're just such nice people, and it's pretty amazing, you know.
Yeah,
very blessed.
I know it is, and we're gonna, during the course of the show, we're gonna get to actually two more of the songs. We just played Sunny Moon, and I know that's doing really, really well. And I have to ask you before I let you go, one of the songs is Logic of Love. That is your contribution on Esprit de Four. A little bit of background about that. I love the title. Love the song.
Yeah, well, you know, that song, actually similar to December Dream, actually came out of, sometimes songs come out of guitar playing. And so what I did on both those pieces was I took almost like a guitar etude or a guitar piece and expanded it into a full band composition, like, you know, something. And, well, I shouldn't say I did it all, because I brought it in to the guys as an arrangement for the band. And then, you know, when each of these guys adds their part, it just grows so exponentially. And in the case of Logic of Love, you could really hear that because, well, but, you know, in all three songs, really, but, you know, you grow to realize that don't ever expect anything, because it's just like so amazing what guys can bring to your songs and bring to your music and add to it. It almost feels like a group composition when you're done.
Oh, my. That's really wonderful. again, the fresh air you bring to Esprit de Four, it just has to be said, because I'm not necessarily a person who is enamored of the concept of smooth. I would not put Foreplay in that category. All four of you have gone to such degrees of musicianship and artistry. It almost, your music is almost in a category by itself.
Thank you very much. I think that's a very high compliment, because I understand the necessity in terms of marketing and placement when you give music labels. I get it. I understand that. But I think it is great to hear someone like yourself say that, well, it's not categorical in some way. You can really not put it in one place or another. Because calling it, especially Esprit de Four, smooth jazz particularly, is a misnomer. I don't think it fits squarely in what people think of. And yet, you know, all the audience of that kind of music, as well as other areas of the population, are very gravitated to it, even though it's stretching the boundaries and pushing the envelopes. And so I understand, like I said, I understand the labels, but I'd rather, you know, just think of it as music and not need to give it any kind of label.
I totally agree. It's the best of instrumental music that sounds like jazz, and however you groove to jazz, however you feel jazz in your soul, whether folks like Straight Ahead or contemporary, if they listen to this CD, they're going to find something that speaks to them across the board, whether it's fused or whether it's this chill atmosphere that they want to go to. Everything is there, and that's a gift to be able to juggle all of that, Chuck. So congratulations to all of you. I'm thrilled for you.
Well, thanks so much. You know, I think that's the most important thing. It's people, like you said, almost any kind of listener, I think, could probably find something that they can zero in on the CD. That's our hope, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. And we'll see you down the road for sure in 2013, because you're doing a lot of dates that are close to home. Yay!
Great. That's great. Yeah, we're going to have a busy year and get out there and play some of this new music for people. And that's the beauty of it. Once you record it, then you can take it out on the road and play it. And, man, that experience of when you're doing it in front of a happy crowd, there's nothing like that in the world.
Nothing like it in the world. It must be the biggest buzz ever. Well, listen, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving and a beautiful holiday season, and thank you so much for your gift. We really appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Trish. I really, really appreciate that. And have a great holiday. And to all the listeners out there, too, I can just wish you all esprit, nice spirit.
There you go. I like that. Thank you so much, Chuck.
Okay.
All right.
Take care now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Chuck Loeb, and hopefully we have things rectified at this point. If not, I'll go check in to see if we do. And in the meantime, let us do something special. This is from Esprit de Four, and this is Logic of Love on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you.